He prospers till the indignation be accomplished. Is the papacy still around when finally the seven last plague, return of Christ time period arrives? Certainly. Is the assembly that was involved with the French Revolution around? No, it's been gone for hundreds of years. And that is determined shall be done, the closing of that verse says. Brothers and sisters, it's a launching pad for the next five verses. When we look at the verses that precede verse 40, the verses in between 36 and 40, Uriah Smith would tell us the king under discussion is France. And when we get to verse 40, because of his conclusion, he has France, the king of the north, and the king of the south as three different entities in verse 40. And some of the applications that he would make about the terms in verse 40 just don't hold water. When we get there, we'll look at it. If you go into his own writings as he's describing things earlier on and compare them with the conclusions he makes in verse 40, he doesn't even agree with himself. Now, what is the significance of this? In closing this out, brothers and sisters, Sister White says scenes similar to these will take place. Scenes similar to verse 30 to 36. And a question mark arises on how you address verse 36. And for me, this passage in manuscript releases can be understood that Sister White's including them. They're inclusive. They're describing the same power. And as you go back into the history of the argument between Uriah Smith and James White and discussion afterwards, you'll find people still in the 1950s writing about this discussion, and they were unaware of this passage in manuscript releases. It's evidently was in the vaults until the book's manuscript releases were printed in the 70s or 80s or whatever they came out. And no one would ever refer to this passage by Ellen White, because if they had it before them, much of the commentary about this argument would have been removed. Scenes similar to these, this history here of the transition from pagan to papal Rome is the history that gives you the blueprint for the conclusion of Daniel 11. And evidently, it wasn't available to Uriah Smith, or maybe even to James White. It may have came after his time period on earth. But it describes a history that simply cannot be illustrated in verse 45, but it can easily be illustrated in verses 40 to 45 if you identify the King of the North, as James White did, as the papacy, and we'll continue.